On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, just after ending the relationship, Jaleesa Harris and Alexander Shelton discovered she was pregnant with their son Benjamin, who they are now co-parenting. In this audio letter to Benjamin, they tell him how they discovered he would be joining their lives.
I liked your idea of recording today. About 3 weeks ago, you called me and you were like, I think it would be really impactful to leave a conversation to Benjamin. It was weird because I was like, well, where are we going? But then it's cool to encapsulate a time period. And so I'm really thankful to be able to be here with you today and to be able to pass this on to Benjamin.
I'm glad you enjoyed my idea. So let's get started. Dear Benjamin.
Dear Benjamin. Jaleesa was running on campus and she had never felt her stomach feel so heavy. And she just didn't know why she was just so out of breath. And then she went to...
That is not what happened at all, Benjamin. That is not what happened. We spent all these years together and we were breaking up. Your dad and I, we were not going to be in a relationship anymore. We decided that it was going to be better for us to be friends. And it was spring semester of 2010. I was walking on campus and I was dealing with the breakup of your dad and I decided that we should be friends instead of continue to be in a relationship together. We were still going to support each other and be friends and be happy for each other. We just were not going to be together anymore. And that was the best decision for both of us at the time. Well,
we had to be focused.
Right. That still hurt it.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much. That still hurt it. And yeah. We had to deal with the emotions behind that. And so I saw one of my friends, Obi, and I was just walking. And I remember it was spring and I had on a sweater and it was hot. And I didn't like... But I was cold. So, like, it was hot outside, but I was cold. And just a lot of things were just off with my body. And I'm like something hit me. Like, maybe I'm pregnant. Or maybe I think Obi might have asked me, like, are you pregnant?
I can't.
And then I was like, I don't know. And then so that's pretty much how I ended up finding out I was pregnant with you.
Obi.
And
the witch doctor. You sneezed and he's like, you're pregnant.
And then, so I had to talk to your dad about that. And I was actually, you were already a boy. Your sex had been formed. I was pregnant for a long time and didn't know it. And so.
We had 4 months to prepare.
Yeah, it was like 4 months later you were coming. And.
Yeah, you were tucked off. Like, you've always been, like, really hospitable. And, like, your presence, you're not, like, overwhelming.
Right. Like you didn't require prenatal vitamins or anything.
You know how to chill.
So we learned that you were coming. And at this point, we just needed to prepare to be co-parents. And it was a really tough decision for both of us. And for a long time, we couldn't agree on everything and we didn't get along best as we probably should have. But our intentions was always good for you.
And I learned a lot. I learned a lot about, like, people's bodies. I learned a lot about respecting people's opinions and just really valuing what I don't have control over. So I really appreciated the entire experience because it actually shaped my views of feminism.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.